Gentlemen, Salam Aleichem. Hope your summer is going great. I hope you're having a great time, relaxing, enjoying, also learning, keeping strong. Bezrat Hashem, I can't wait to see some of the people that I'm going to see next year, Bezrat Hashem. Others of you that maybe will come to visit, and I'll get to see you as well, Bezrat Hashem. But my love is sent from afar if I see you or don't see you. The Or HaChaim has a kasha on the beginning of the parsha. The parsha says, Zos Chukas HaTorah. And we know that it's referring to Paraduma, and we all know the nature of Paraduma as a chok, whether the process itself is a chok, whether the inherent contradiction in Paraduma, which is the chok, which is that the same waters that if you sprinkle on a person who's tamei meis, it makes that person tahor, the same waters make the person doing the sprinkling into a tamei. Of course, there's an inherent stira there, and there's what to talk about that as well. But the Or HaChaim is bothered by the fact of the language of the introduction to this mitzvah. And it says in the pasuk, Zos Chukas HaTorah. This is the chok of the Torah. And it says the Or HaChaim, I don't understand. This is not the chok of the Torah. There's many chukim in the Torah besides for this one. Why would this be called the chok of the Torah? It should have been called something else. It should have been called Zos Chukas HaTara, Zos Chukas HaTumah, Zos Chukas HaPara, something along those lines. Why does it have to be, why is it the Torah that calls it Zos Chukas HaTorah? This is the law of the Torah. It doesn't seem to make sense. And the Or HaChaim explains as follows, based on a Gemara in Nazir, Samech Aleph Amud Beis, which is that a Goy is not Mekabel Tumah. Goy does not become Tameh when he touches a dead body. Only a Jew, when he touches a dead body, so then he becomes a tamei lames. But a goy who touches a dead body does not become tamei. And the Rambam says, "Ein a kuti nase tamei lames." A kuti does not become a kuti is a code word for a goy over here. Does not become a tamei mes, which means that if he touches a dead body, or he carries a dead body, or he makes an ohel over the dead body, it's as if he never touched them. Never, it's as if nothing happened. He never touched the dead body. The goy who touches the dead body, nothing happens. Oh, and the Rambam gives a mashal. What is it similar to? The behemah shenaga, similar to an animal that touches the dead body. An animal is not mekabel tumah while it's alive, only when it's dead. So then the meat can be mekabel tumah because it's food, or the animal itself, if it's shechted improperly, or if it's an animal that's mekabel tumah, so then it could be a source of tumah itself. But the point is, an animal, while it's alive, it could touch all the dead bodies it wants to. It is never tummy. So he explains, the difference between Bnei Israel and the other goyim. Bnei Israel are mekabel tumah. Bnei Israel are, if they come in contact with a dead body, they do become tummy. A goy does not become tummy. A goy is nothing to do with tumah for them. And he explains as follows. He explains that where did that happen? How did this come about? How did it come about that a Jew, if he touches a dead body, he becomes tameh, whereas a goy does not? And he explains that it's because of Kabbalah Satorah itself. And why is that? Because Bnei Yisrael have Kedusha. And when you have Kedusha, Tumah wants to cling to you. And it's because of the Torah that we got that Kedusha. It's through Kabbalah Satorah that Bnei Yisrael received an extra level of Ruchnius. They were able to raise, get to a higher level, and have Kedusha mamish during their lifetime, and also afterlife, you have an Olam Haba. Also, it all comes because of Kabbalah Satorah, because of our connection to Torah. And says the Or HaChaim, therefore, because of this, that also creates an attraction to Tumah. Okay, this is also a very famous idea that the Or HaChaim also explains in other places, which is that when a Jew dies, there's a higher level of tumah on his body than on a goy's body. A goy's body is also tumah, but not to the same level. And why is that? Also, it's the same idea, because the Jew had kedusha when he was alive. When he dies, the tumah is more attracted to the Jewish body than it is to the goyish body, because the goyish body, although there was some level of kedusha there was some level of nefesh, but the Jew has a wholly higher level neshama, and therefore the tumah is more attracted to that. So too, also when the Jew is alive and the goy is alive, the Jew has kedusha during his lifetime, and therefore the tumah wants to cling to that kedusha, as opposed to the goy who does not have kedusha, he does not have Torah in his life, he does not have the ability to connect to Torah, and he doesn't have the same spiritual level that a Jew has, and therefore the tumah does not cling to the goy like it does to the Jew. And that is the pshat. That's why it says in the Torah, Zos Chukas HaTorah. Zos Chukas HaTorah. This is the chok of the Torah. This is what the Torah, are receiving the Torah, this is what it caused. This is the chok that came about. That now that we have the Torah, now we need this chok. We need the chok of Paraduma. We need the chok of Tumas Meis and also the chok of Taharas Meis through the Paraduma. We need this all because of the Torah. Because we received the Torah and we are on a higher level, because of that, now we have higher levels of Tumah also. Right? As the Aruch Chaim gives a mashal, he gives a mashal of two kleis, two utensils that were found by a person. One of the utensils was filled with honey, one of them was filled with garbage. And what happened? He emptied out the two vessels and he left them outside. Which one of them is going to be covered with flies? So there are going to be flies on both. Of course, there are going to be flies also on the one that had the garbage in it. There's going to be sticky stuff in there. The flies are going to be attracted to that as well. But of course, the utensil that was filled with honey is going to have many more flies. The flies are going to be much more attracted to that one rather than the one that had the garbage in it. And you can say the exact same thing when they're full. It's also true. Of course, there's many flies when it comes to a garbage full of a utensil full of garbage. But there's more things that are going to be attracted to the honey, because the honey is much more succulent and much more gives life much more. And it's the same thing with the Jewish people. When the Jew as a kli, he is a utensil, the body of the Jew is a utensil for the neshama. It's a kli, it's a vessel for the neshama. And the neshama is inside the Jew. And when it's full of honey, meaning when it has the neshama inside it, so then also there, the tumah is more attracted. The quote unquote the flies, the tumah is more attracted to the Jewish body than it is to the goyish utensil. And when it get emptied, when it's emptied of its contents, when that is to say, when the neshama leaves its utensil, when it leaves the body, when the person dies, so then as well, like we said, there's more tumah on the Jew than there is by the goy because of the higher level of kedusha that he had, just like in the example with the vessels. And of course, guys, what we have to understand here is who we are as a people. We are on a higher level. We have to remember that always, especially those of us that are now on our vacations or on our breaks. We might be with goyim, we might not be, depending on our environments, but we have to remember, whether you're with the goyim or not, nowadays we're always with the goyim. We have to carry a goyim, all the entire goyish world we carry around in a little device that we keep in our pockets, and we keep the entire goyish world in with us at all times. And we have to remember that we're not this, we are not that. That is not us. We are on a higher level. We have kedusha, we have connection to Torah, and we have the ability to be higher than that. And the tumah is going to cling to us more than it does to the goyim. But we have to remember that we have our Torah with us, that we can fight with that and overcome that. And Bezrat Hashem, like we talked about at the end of the year, just consistency, gentlemen, is the key to keeping strong during times when it's not a normal yeshiva schedule. Consistency is the key. That is minyan three times a day. And Torah learning as well. You could do even just 5 minutes a day, but 5 minutes. 5 minutes every single day, no matter what happens. You open up a Mishnah, you open up Halacha, whatever it is that you are currently doing. Obviously, the more you could do, the better. But there has to be a certain amount of time, which is very, very doable, very within your reach, which no matter what happens, you do not give up on that amount of time. And that's why it has to be small, because it has to be no matter what, no matter what's on the schedule, no matter what flight you have, no matter what important date you might have, doesn't make a difference. It's all that 5 minutes or 10 minutes or 15 minutes, whatever you decide that you can do, that has to be Kodesh Kodeshim that you never, ever give up on. And that connection to the Torah is going to give you that elevation higher than the Goy, and be mamish people of Kedusha and Bezrat Hashem, Mizoche, to live life the way it should be lived, gentlemen, Shkoyach, Gadol, Kol Tuv, G'Shabbos.